Yeah, it's really true when you look at history that when democracies face a national crisis, often the nations turn away from democracy. And you can see it over and over again. You can see it in ancient Greece. You can see it when the French Revolution turned to Napoleon, when the Weimar Republic turned away from its democracy and embrace Hitler. And you see it in Latin American countries and all over. A national crisis, people want safety. Not only that, they want the government to do something about it. And have to be very careful because in that climate, it's very easy for people to throw out their liberties and to throw out the rule of law. And to empower government to be more powerful than ever. Now, in 9/11, a lot of things started about surveilling the public and their effort to track down terrorists or people with terrorist sensibilities. And then we had the technology to do that, and a lot of that is still in place. We're seeing this again with COVID, again, another national emergency where even more so than 9/11, basic human liberties such as religious freedom are being set aside. Not only that, but even the rule of law, as the presidents issue executive orders with a force of law to, for example, exercise control over private businesses, requiring businesses with 100 more employees to get vaccinated. What gives the government, the authority over who a business can hire and who it has to fire. So it's often the end of liberal democracy when we respond to a national crisis. And again, we didn't learn that from 9/11, and now it's even intensifying with what we're going through today.